Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Maybe you also sense a looming depression, a certain fear. We're almost finished with the final season of Downton Abbey, the highbrow, historic, oh, who are we kidding, the soap opera.
When did you learn about this?
What do you mean?
Well, you seem to be in possession of the facts when it's the first time we've heard of it.
What does that matter? The fact is that the Royal Yorkshire County Hospital wants to take over our little hospital, which is outrageous.
Outrageous. And the network says more than 25 million people tuned in to watch season 5 of Downton Abbey last year. When would you get so worked up over a country hospital and somebody buying it? British TV in general right now is booming in America. And there's a little known streaming service. It's kind of like Netflix for the Anglophile that's nestled right in that little pocket of opportunity. Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hello, Robin. You know, I hear Downton Abbey and all of a sudden I want to talk like the Dowager Countess. I can't help it.
I want to be her. But you know, I'm so glad you were interested in talking about Acorn, because I started getting flyers from them and emails and I'm like, what is that? But first, start with Downton Abbey. What do you think of the final season so far?
Well, I always get in trouble for saying this because the show has a lot of fans, but I think it's time for this show to close its doors. It's it has a pattern, and that's comforting to people who watch soap operas. They have patterns in how they present stories. They have patterns in how they present characters. So Downton Abbey has done a great job of, you know, portraying the upstairs, downstairs nature of servants and the aristocrats at that point in time. But we have reached a point where they are repeating themselves in a way that's predictable, and in a way that isn't as groundbreaking as the show felt when it first debuted. So I think it's time.
Right. If I see your poor Anna, the lady's maid, have one more crisis, I just don't know what I'm going to do. But it is still popular, as is all British TV. And that brings us to this Acorn TV streaming service. It's seen huge growth in just the past year. Tell us more about it.
Sure. Well, Acorn TV is an online outgrowth of a company that started out selling VHS copies of British TV shows and then moved to DVDs, and they do Blu-rays. They still sell that stuff. But they also have a streaming service that features television shows from British television, from Australian television, from Canadian television, from New Zealand television. This is a deep dive. They have 160 different titles you can look at.
Well, it also maybe if you like Canadian police dramas. This isn't the kind of masterpiece theater show that you were talking about, but it's one that just premiered on Acorn, 19-2. Here, one of the main characters, played by Jared Kiso, tries to get some intelligence on his new partner.
Is he really as crazy as everyone says he is?
No, he's not crazy.
He's not crazy, man. He's just, like, really dangerous, especially for his partner. So, good luck with that kid.
Fall in!
Leave Nick alone.
Come on, man. His partner ate a bullet. Kid deserves fair warning, no?
You don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's right. And neither do you.
Guys, I said fall in.
So that's a much more modern program, but they have Agatha Christie's Marple, Anzac Girls. You can get the original Brideshead revisited. This is all through Acorn. By the way, you pay, right? It's a streaming service, so you pay a fee?
It is a streaming service where you pay a fee. You pay about $50 for a year, and it works the way Amazon Prime does in a way. You get free shipping if you order any of their products, but you can also get unlimited access to the streaming service.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking. They have Being Poirot, so there's that. But I know there's an Australian one you wanted us to hear.
Sure. Well, if you're feeling the pinch of losing Downton Abbey, Acorn actually features an Australian drama called A Place to Call Home. And this is award-winning, again, very well done, and something that might feel like it's a period piece, too, and it also may feel a little bit like a substitute for Downton Abbey. Let's check out a clip.
You can't tell anyone.
I will not say anything.
James is.
He's what?
He's different.
What are you saying?
That James is a homosexual.
I shouldn't laugh.
Well, it's a period piece. It takes place post-war, so
in the time, you know, that was
revealing
shocking.
That, yeah, revealing that, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago was a much bigger deal than it is now.
Well, I'm drawn in. What do you think it is? You know, what's the appeal? Is it the accents of the other countries? What is it?
Well, I think it's a couple of things for Americans anyway. You're not as aware of these shows. So when you stumble on them, they feel like a great discovery. It's not like something you've heard about for a long time. In America, even if you haven't seen Mad Men, you've heard about it. But that hasn't happened with a lot of these more popular shows. And finally, you get a chance to get a look at performers that you may have seen in other movies or you may have seen in American TV shows, but you get to see them as they're starting out. So there's lots of interesting crevices, you know, inside the service, depending on what your taste is, depending on why you like British and foreign TV series.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking about Acorn, the streaming service perfectly positioned to help us get through the end of Downton Abbey. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.